We're over a little, just over a month away from tax day, and all across the country, accountants and independent tax preparers are crunching numbers and filling out form after form. No surprise there, but what separates those two groups is the amount of regulation each is subject to.
While accountants are subject to rules and regulations, our next guest points out that only four states require testing and continuing education for the hundreds of thousands of independent tax preparers who make a living deciphering the U.S. tax code. And for the other 46 states, some have called it the Wild West of tax prep.
Joining us now is Elaine Povich. She's a staff writer at Stateline, the daily news service of the Pew Charitable Trusts, where she covers tax and budget issues. She recently wrote about the lack of regulation for independent tax preparers. Elaine, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, happy to be here.
Let's start by defining who these people are. If I'm going to get my taxes done, I may not even be aware what the difference is between an independent tax preparer and an accountant.
Sure. First off, if you go to an accountant, a CPA, they're regulated. You go to an attorney, they're regulated too. And there's something called enrolled agents, which are agents, tax preparers who are certified by the IRS. That's all fine. But in many states, in most states, as you just said, you don't have to be any of those three things to prepare taxes. You can simply put out a shingle outside your house and say, taxes done here. Have people come, fill out their forms, collect money, and nobody knows boo about whether you know what the heck you're doing or you don't know what the heck you're doing.
So the four states that do regulate, they don't include Wisconsin, first of all, what do they do there?
First of all, the four are California, Oregon, Maryland, and New York. And essentially what all of them do with little tweaks here and there is that they require someone who wants to be a tax preparer to take a course, about 60 hours worth of coursework. One, California requires a $5,000 bond, and you have to take a test. And all four of those states require that you take that test periodically. You don't just get certified once because, as we all know, tax laws change, and you have to keep up with it. So in the four states, you've got to take a test periodically to certify that you are a tax preparer.
So why no regulations in the bulk of the union?
A lot of it has to do with sort of the way tax preparation kind of grew up topsy-turvy. Taxes used to be, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 years ago. I'm not old enough to remember, but a lot of people are. You know, they were pretty simple. You had a few deductions here, a few deductions there. And, you know, Hank down the street, he was pretty good at math, so he started doing taxes. And states have not seen fit to regulate them. Now, the IRS decided that this was a really bad idea. So they promulgated a bunch of rules requiring all taxpayer preparers to do the same, essentially the same thing as their enrolled agents do, take a course, take a test, pay a fee. Well, a bunch of independent tax preparers went to court and said, you can't do this. And it turned out the court said, you're right. The IRS is not empowered to write these kinds of regulations. Only the Congress can do that. And the Congress, as we all know, is not exactly lickety-split here with the new laws and regulations. So it's just not there.
Is there any evidence of damage, though, that that needs to be addressed?
Sure. Every year, tax preparers get caught doing things that are unscrupulous, illegal, or otherwise bad for taxpayers. Kevin Durant, the basketball player for the NBA, actually sued his tax preparer recently for $300,000 because the guy who did his taxes messed up and took a bunch of deductions, which you gotta love. He tried to deduct his personal chef as a business expense, but okay. Anyway, the IRS decided, no, that's not right, and they decided that they were gonna fine Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant said, wait a minute, I didn't do these taxes, my guy did. Now, it's not always the independents that are the bad apples, but there are some. And if you go to someone to do your taxes, you need to be very careful that you know that the person that you're going to is somebody who knows the laws and is following the rules. And if it were me, I would go to somebody who has been certified as an enrolled agent or someone who's otherwise been regulated.
Are there movements in states, assuming Congress doesn't jump on this for a while, are there states where people are trying to get the kind of regulations on independent tax preparers that four states have?
Yeah, a few. I don't believe in yours, but in Ohio, there's a consumer group that's trying to write similar regulations for Ohio taxpayers. And there are a few around the country, but it doesn't seem to have been a groundswell exactly.
I'm guessing probably out there listening now are some very legitimate independent tax preparers who would say, hey, I've been doing this year after year. I stay on top of things. I do a good job. Why do I need to pay for a class, jump through more hoops?
Well, that's exactly the reason that the independent tax preparers sued in court to avoid the regulations. And I would say to them, hey, you know, if you've been doing taxes for years and you're good at it and you're keeping up with all the regulations, it's not that big a deal. And in fact, it might bring you more business because people would look at your wooden shingle that you're hanging outside your door and you can say, certified tax preparer by the state of Wisconsin. You might get more business that way. And if you really are keeping up and you're doing a good job, and I don't think it should be that big a deal, you know, most states, actually all states, and the District of Columbia, license and regulate barbers and hairdressers and stylists. And nobody objects to the fact that every time you go to a hairstylist, there's a little license sitting up there in the corner of the mirror that says, yep, I can do this. I would think the tax preparers would think the same thing.
I know you're not a tax preparer yourself, but what's the takeaway here for people who haven't, like me, who haven't gotten their taxes together yet this year?
And me. if you hire someone to do it, make sure that they are certified by someone, either the IRS is an enrolled agent or they are a CPA or they're an attorney. Unless you know them very, very well and you expect that they are good at what they do. But if you don't know who your tax preparer is, then go for the certification. You can't go wrong.
Elaine, thanks so much for spending this time with us today.
Happy to be here.
That's Elaine Povich. She's a staff writer at Stateline, the daily news service of the Pew Charitable Trust, where she covers tax and budget issues. She recently wrote about the lack of regulation in most states, including Wisconsin, for independent tax preparers.